T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I came to the city.
On Friday, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt filed a brief in his lawsuit against the Columbia, Missouri School District seeking to block schools from mandating students wear masks. And the brief he filed Friday is an effort to have that suit expanded to class action status so that it includes any school district in the state that has a mask mandate. Paul Ziegler is the CEO at Education Plus. It's a group of 60 schools and districts in the St. Louis area. He joins us this morning. Paul, always good to talk with you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So your reaction to this effort by the Missouri Attorney General to stop and to, first of all, to include all the districts in the state that have a mask mandate in this lawsuit?
Well, obviously we're disappointed. You know, anytime there's a lawsuit, regardless of what it's about, it's going to take emotion, time, money away from schools. And right now we've got a lot on our plates, and all those things, emotion, time, and money could be better served serving our students, you know. So we're disappointed and frankly a little frustrated by it.
How would districts that have a mask mandate be impacted if this were, you know, you mentioned the three things right there, but go dig a little deeper into what it would cost, how it would impact these districts as they try to, you know, they're trying to navigate through a tough time themselves.
Well, absolutely. You know, as we entered the year, all the schools and districts across the state, not only just the St. Louis area, kind of entered into the year with two main goals: keep kids safe and let's keep them in school. Let's minimize those disruptions. In order to do that, obviously, our best way is to use layers of mitigation, vaccine being, you know, the top of the list for those students that that's appropriate or available for. But then as you go down the list, mask is certainly part of that. Distance, you know, using cohorts, hand hygiene, those things. So anytime you take away one of those mitigation factors, when we go back up to the top and say, how do we keep kids safe and minimize disruption? It's going to be more difficult when we don't have some of those mitigation layers in place.
Now, the Attorney General challenges the idea that masks actually work, especially for children, and that they create an issue for children. What are your thoughts on those claims?
Well, I think there's two things there. One, I will be honest, nobody wants to wear a mask. I mean, you know, it's not something any of us want to do. But now that we know that we are wearing masks in school, when I look at it, I'm going to lean on our physicians to tell us what's that appropriate mitigation standard. And when you look at it, we had over 600 physicians, people like Dr. Rachel Orschlin, Dr. Jason Newland, Dr. Stephen Lawrence, Dr. Katie Plax. These are the folks that have been working with infectious disease their entire career and have looked at this pandemic, and they're recommending, along with 600 of their colleagues, that masks be present in school. So I'm going to lean on the medical professionals and the 600 doctors that are saying this is a great mitigation practice for schools to try to determine how we should best keep kids safe at school and minimize that disruption. So when I look at that, I'm going to side with the medical science every time.
How many local school districts do have a mask mandate? Do you know offhand?
You know, the last time I checked, and I'll be honest, I did not try to pull that for this interview this morning, but about half of our districts, so let's say half of that 60, mm-hmm. have a mask mandate in place. And that varies from county to county, but just about every one of our counties, I believe, have some sort of mask mandate in place. And it's for different reasons. And that's the thing that makes this so frustrating to try and look at as a class, class action, is our school districts are unique in Missouri. That's been recognized, and that's the reason for local control. Our governor has supported local control. Recently, our DHHS new director, he supports local control. They understand that each community has to take their current reality, their community's perceptions, and what they can do in their schools to make good decisions about how to implement mitigation practices to keep their kids safe and keep them in school. So, you know, truly, all of, I believe all of St. Louis County has a mask mandate in their schools. We do have some districts in St. Charles County, Jefferson County, Warren County, Lincoln County that also have those mask mandates in place. City of St. Louis has a mask mandate. And they've all done that by utilizing their leadership at the local level. Again, school boards are our largest elected body in the state, over 3,500 school board members. And the reason for that is they know their community best and have the ability to make decisions about how to keep kids safe. So when you put that leadership in place and they make those decisions, I'm gonna assume that they're making it for the right reasons for their community.
Have you seen evidence that the mask mandates have worked? Are the schools that don't have the mandate, are they seeing more COVID cases and requiring more quarantine than those that have the mandate?
Certainly when you look, and a lot of this is anecdotal still because we're still pretty early in the year, but I looked at recently, saw some numbers for Francis Howell and Fort Zumwalt. And Francis Howell has a mask mandate for those students that essentially sixth grade and below, 12-year-olds and below. They have that mask mandate in place, and they actually had fewer quarantines because, again, the mask mandate, what it really does for us is allows us to utilize a modified quarantine. That modified quarantine allows us to keep kids in school even if they've been a close contact, if masks were worn by both parties. If we don't have that in place, then we can't use that modified quarantine, and we have to exclude those children from school, and that makes it very difficult and it becomes disruptive.
Do you know about the number of cases, COVID cases, versus, you know, masked against unmasked in schools?
You know, I don't have that information. Certainly, that's something we could pull. I know that the health departments are collecting that information, and I think it does vary district by district. We have had some. We do recognize that the Delta variant has it's being transmitted more amongst our students than the previous variants. Now, we still aren't seeing significant health consequences for a lot of students that have contracted the Delta variant, but we have seen some. And that's the thing. What is our threshold for allowing kids to get really sick? You know, and I think that's that lens that each community needs to be able to look at their particular situation, their transmission rates, their vaccine rates, and make decisions about what mitigation practices are appropriate.
Visiting with Paul Ziegler, he's the CEO of Education Plus here in the St. Louis area. Now, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and you mentioned that if it does go to class action status, this lawsuit from Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, that Education Plus might file an amicus brief. Have you decided on that yet, if it does go to that level?
You know, that's something I actually have a call tomorrow morning. We're going to meet with a couple of other organizations similar to us and really talk through that. Right now, there has not been a hearing scheduled. There's kind of two pieces to that lawsuit. There's the piece against Columbia Public Schools, and then there's the piece that tries to create the class. I mean, to me, the idea that you could create a class out of school districts where we've recognized in the state forever how unique school districts are and that need for local control is going to be difficult for me to understand how you could create a class of school districts, especially when everyone has a little different community, a little different scenario that they're reacting to. But I would imagine that is a real strong possibility that we'd look to some of our partners in some of our law firms that help represent school districts. But again, it goes back to that money piece. Is this really the best use of taxpayers' dollars to fight this when really we go back to we want to keep kids safe and keep them in school? And I don't know that it is, but certainly it's something that we're going to take a stand on and believe that it's inappropriate to try and, one, eliminate mask mandates from schools, and two, create a class of school districts to do that.
All right, Paul Ziegler, we will check with you tomorrow after your phone call and see where we go from here.
Thank you, Brian, and have a great rest of the day.
You too. Paul Ziegler, the CEO of Education Plus here on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.